welcome our guest, Lucinda Moore. Lucinda, how are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
Just great. Listen, you've been signed to a new label.
Yes.
And I know you're excited about that.
I am extremely excited.
And you got a new project coming out in July, right?
July 11th.
July 11th. That is my nephew's birthday.
Wow. That must be a wonderful day.
Hey, most definitely. July 11th.
Right.
7-11.
7-11. Wonderful number.
Wonderful number. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Listen. Now, what's the name of the project?
The name of the project is self-titled Lucinda Moore.
Okay. Has it been a long time coming for Lucinda Moore to have your very, very own project?
Yes. Actually, I started out with the Willie Small Singers at the age of 14. Then at the age of 17, I started singing with Tremaine Hawkins. I didn't have a desire to go solo until I was about maybe 21 and experiencing what I have experienced with Tremaine Hawkins. And it encouraged me to do the solo thing.
Let's talk a little bit about your life.
My grandmother's not a pastor, but she's a minister. She does preach.
Okay, she's a minister.
And she's a mother. She's one of the national mothers of Sounds of Praise churches, Mother Lucille Wright. And my mother preaches, too. My mother's a minister, too.
Okay.
But she's not a pastor.
What kind of effect did that have on you?
Well, growing up around the age of 4, my grandmother really, out of everybody, it inspired me to do what I'm doing now. Never knew that I had the singing ability in me until one Sunday morning. The pastor asked me, well, my grandmother went to the pastor and told the pastor to call me up to sing. I got up to sing and started crying in front of everybody. I wouldn't sing. I wouldn't open my mouth. She took me in the bathroom, spanked my behind, and told me, you're going to get up there and sing, or you're going to get another spanking. I was always afraid of my grandmother, so I got up there and sung my first solo, Going Up Yonder.
Man.
Going Up Yonder, so that right there, that's a testimony by itself. So actually, my grandmother spanked me into my blessing.
Hey, that's definitely, that is the truth.
Okay.
Let's talk how your father talked to you about being a teenager and not getting pregnant and to graduate.
Wow,
And you tell the rest of the story. I don't want to tell the story, but you tell the story.
I will. There was one day when I spent the whole day with my dad, and he decided that he wanted to, you know, tell me about the birds and the bees and tell me that he don't want me getting pregnant before marriage. He don't want to become a grandfather right now. He asked me to sing 4 songs to him, and that night he was killed.
Wow.
Shot down in the street. Stepping on somebody's foot.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember those words, and that just encouraged me to do what I'm doing now again. And he always told people, even on that day, people that he was around told people that the whole world is going to know who my daughter is one day. And that was like basically his first time hearing me sing because he wasn't in church.
Wow. Well, he was definitely blessed by you just singing for him at that particular time.
Yeah, it was 4 songs. He asked me to sing 4 songs.
Speaking of singing songs, the song Total Praise, Richard Smallwood.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that song. What does that mean to you?
Man, when that song first came out, I heard that over the radio. I went out and bought the project and played it almost every day. And then I turned that into a solo. And I started singing it out into churches, and people were being blessed by it. And I was definitely blessed by it. And people were touched. I just started singing it out, and that was it.
What do you want people to know about Lucinda Moore?
Know that when I open my mouth to sing, I'm singing it. I'm singing unto the glory of God. And I'm singing so that people can be delivered, healed, and set free. I'm not doing this for entertainment. I'm representing Jesus. I'm representing my Savior. and I'm giving my gift back to God because of what he's done for me.
And some of the songs on your project, will they reflect what you just said?
Yes. The songs on the project consist of praise and worship songs. Then we have some choir songs, and then we're going back to church. So it's a mixture of, it's a variety of styles that's being done today.
What is Lucinda Moore's style?
My style is a flat singing, flat out singing. That's Lucinda.
Hey.
That's flat singing. I don't care where I am. I'm going to just be me, and I'm going to sing to the most of my ability and under the anointing.
Who have been some folks who have influenced your career?
Oh, man. Tremaine being one. Donnie McClurkin.
Okay.
Donnie McClurkin, that he is like, oh my God. I look at his ministry, and I know that he's been through a lot. I've been through some things, and I just look at his ministry, and I'm like, God, you know, that's what I want. That's that anointing that's on his life. I want the same thing, and God is doing that. Every time I open my mouth, I want people to realize that God is in the place.
What encouraging words would you like to leave our audience with?
For anybody who desires the same thing, who wants to be in the recording business as far as being an artist, I just have to tell you my experience that I've waited for 11 years to get to the point where I am now. And and God taught me patience. I didn't know how to wait on him. I wanted to go ahead and do things on my own. But if you go ahead and do things on your own, then you will totally mess up the plan that God has for your life. And the one word I just got to say and encourage any other artist that want to do the same thing is wait.
Hey, Lucinda, we thank you. It has been a pleasure. And we speak life that your project will be not only a blessing for folks who are listening to it when they pick it up, but it'll be a blessing for you also.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Our guest, Lucinda Moore.